Hi, I'm Julie Macken, and we are speaking of social justice. I wanted to, I'm really aware that even as I speak, there are people in northern New South Wales and Queensland who are still experiencing floodwaters, still trying to work out insurance, still, grappling with the impacts of flooding that is almost becoming the norm now. Meanwhile, in my areas where my family is farming, we're beginning to talk about drought again. So I'm really aware that there are climactic impacts that are making everyone feel very nervous. But that said, I really just remembered the other day, I had a fantastic conversation with a really brilliant bloke called Tim Buckley, who works with Australia and China on a safe, sustainable transition to a low carbon economy. That's his gig, right? And I started chatting to him feeling pretty depressed because really, if you listen to a lot of media stories, you get the feeling that we're cooked, that it's over, there's nothing we can do, all the bad things are going to happen, we won't make the transition to zero carbon, and we're all going to die. That's kind of what it feels like some days. So it was fantastic to talk to him, with him saying, "Are you kidding? China is leading the pack. Australia is going to get it over the line. The world is really already well underway to a massive shift to a zero carbon global economy." And he was really optimistic that we have the nous, the money's traveling that way. And he kind of said, yeah, of course, fossil fuel industries want everyone to believe, sorry, couldn't do it. Computer said, no, meh. What can we do? Womp, womp. No, this is not the case. So after that conversation, I was so happy. I reflected on the role that despair is playing, not just in my own life, and this, don't worry, I'm not going to get overly familiar here, but despair is really palpable in Australia at the moment. The sense that it's all broken. Housing's broken, the climate's broken, the economy is probably broken, we're all desperately lonely, social media, artificial intelligence, it's smashing us to pieces, and there's nothing much we can do about it. There is a real pall over Australia. In fact, if I was Australia's therapist, I'd suspect that we're kind of depressed at the moment. And just talking to Tim Buckley, talking to a couple of other people who work with communities who are really galvanized around simple, beautiful things, just made me realize that actually despair is a political strategy. There's a lot of politicians who are advantaged when we are afraid, when we are despairing, when we don't have hope. And they're advantaged because they come along and say, all those people that are blame, I'm going to look after you. We'll get rid of them and then we're going to be okay. They divide. They exacerbate our fears and they play down what we are capable of. So this is me saying that let's just make a decision not to fall for the political strategy of despair. That there is huge reason to have optimism in you and in me, and that together, as the communities that rise up all over the place, tuck shops, community gardens, at your workplace, at various places, the local library, best. All these communities, we actually can do this. We actually have reason to hope because we're already doing it in so many ways. So I guess this is really just a shout out to remind myself and to remind each other that actually we can do this. We can make the transition. We can sort out the housing problem. We can give each other homes. We can be a nation that knows how to provide homes for each other. We've done it in the past. We can do it again. And I just want to say, let's hear it for hope.